Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to episode 8 of The Weekly Option. Recording this the weekend of May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. Hopefully you guys had a great weekend and are all ready for a trading week with lots of opportunity. We'll start off the week just discussing, taking a look really at what happened in the market this past week. So we'll start off with the Dow Index, the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Finished the week down 48.68 points, just shy of 20 basis points, so less than a percent down. Most people would call that relatively unchanged. This came after a significant move on Friday. The Dow was up over 300 points on Friday, and that really did sort of save the week. So by and large, this week was unchanged. And the same is true in the S&P 500 index. The S&P was down roughly 24 basis points or 6.5 points on the week. So not a whole lot of excitement there. That's okay. Sometimes we don't need excitement. This upcoming week, we do have a couple of things to look at on the economic calendar. We're going to see both the consumer price index, the CPI, on Thursday morning, and we'll also see jobless claims. So that both of those should give us a good indication of how hiring looks, what the economy looks like based on hiring, and also how it looks from the standpoint of inflation, which is typically, well, not typically, it's one of the factors that the Federal Reserve Bank pays close attention to in deciding monetary policy. So we do have several more earnings this week. Lots of energy companies are going to be announcing this week. On Monday, we'll hear from Endeavor, which is better known as Tesoro. I don't know if you guys heard, but last week, Marathon Petroleum put in or announced that they would be acquiring Endeavor as well. I'm expecting a bit of a volatile week there. You have Delek Refinery also announcing this week. Green Plains will be speaking on their earnings this Monday as well. They are one of the country's largest ethanol producers and marketers. And then Zillow, the real estate website that we all know and love, will be announcing their earnings on Monday as well. On Tuesday, we'll hear from GoDaddy. We'll see if Monster Energy Drink is able to energize their stock with their earnings. We'll also hear from Occidental Petroleum, the Twilio software, and Walt Disney. Walt Disney should be coming off a nice weekend at the movies with the Marvel production of The Avengers, already crossing $1 billion, so they should be looking decent for their earnings this upcoming week. On Wednesday, we'll hear from Houlihan Lokey, the investment bank, and also Office Depot. On Thursday, we'll hear from HubSpot, Redfin, another real estate company, and then Yelp. I don't know if you guys are Yelpers out there, but they'll be announcing on Thursday. And then Friday, there's another ethanol company out there, Pacific Ethanol, that'll be announcing, and Revlon. So really, most of the excitement as far as companies that I watch will happen early in the week. Now, let's go ahead and take a look at the trade results from this past week. Was not as pretty this week, but as you guys know, trading isn't always pretty, but sometimes it really works out, and other times you have a little bit more work to do. So let's start off with the covered call we looked at last week on symbol WLL, Whiting Petroleum. We looked at it when the stock was trading at $40.34. We looked at selling the May 41 call and collecting $1.98 per share in premium. We figured if the stock, they announced earnings last week, and we knew that if the stock rose above $41, then we would end up keeping a total of about $2.64 between the increase in the stock as well as the option premium that we sold. The stock finished the week at $44.67, so that's up $4.33. That's a lot for 1 week, and again, that was mostly off of earnings, and then the price of crude in the market has been strong lately, and that's pushing all of these energy stocks higher. will make everything that we expected to as far as this option and stock combination goes. We collect $2.64, or roughly 6.88% return on our position in 1 week. So it's not too bad. I will say this, the biggest challenge here is that the stock price actually moved higher, so $4.33 up on the week, but the trade that we put on would only gain $2.64, so we would have left quite a bit of money on the table. We would have left roughly, what's that, $1.69 on the table, which would be very painful for many investors. Again, if you had just kept the stock, if you had just traded the stock alone, you would have actually made more than this. And sometimes this works out that way, sometimes it doesn't. You'll never go broke taking home a profit of $2.64 per share in 1 week on a position with very little risk to the upside. But it certainly shows one of the things that can happen when stock really pushes higher. You end up in a situation where you have to decide what to do. So what do we do here? We could go ahead and just hold on to the position, expecting to be assigned on that stock option. So when you get assigned, you have to turn over your shares, or 100 shares per option, 100 shares of stock per option that you sold. But this is something else that you could do in the market, right? If you wanted to hold on to that stock, you have the option of buying in that call. So what would that look like, right? If you buy in the call right now, the call is trading $2.40 higher than what we paid in the market, but you've made $4.33 more more money on your stock. So if you buy in that option, right, so you end up ultimately losing $2.44 on that option, but you're able to keep the overall price of that stock, you could make money, or you could just go ahead and be happy with your $2.64 that you collected on this trade all in all between the stock and the option. So more choices to think about there. But overall, the trade worked over the week. Not a bad thing. Our credit spread, we looked at selling a credit spread on Macy's last week. With stock trading $32.19, we sold the May 3130 put spread. So we sold the May 3130 put spread and collected 31 cents in our account. We know that our maximum loss on that was 69 cents. As of this week, that trade actually, so Macy's stock did go lower. The stock right now is trading $31.24. And remember, we are short that 31 strike. The stock is down nearly $1. But when you look at a chart, well, there are two things going on. When I look at a chart, I still feel like Macy's stock is showing a bit of a bullish indicator, but we'll see how that goes. The biggest thing and the way that I tend to adjust or not adjust my positions is this. Right now, or when we put this trade on, our break-even point was $30.69. That means any price above $30.69, we actually are making money on this trade. So I actually want to stay in this trade, not because I am a glutton for punishment. Right now, this put spread is appreciating because stock has gone lower. But I want to stay in it because we haven't reached our break-even point, and I know that this trade only has two more weeks left, right? So over the next 2 weeks, if we don't go lower than our break-even point, we will make money on selling this put spread. And next, let's look at the debit spread that we considered on Valeant Pharmaceutical, symbol V as in Victor, R as in Richard, X. This one too took a turn against us this week, so we're going to have to discuss what we would do. So with stock sitting at $18.07, we purchased the May 16.5, 17.5 call spread for 70 cents, hoping to collect 30 cents or basic, you know, a return of about 42 or 43% over the next 3 weeks. Well, stock only went lower a nickel. Stock finished $18.02. But that spread, that debit spread that we sold or that we purchased for 70 cents is now only worth 48 cents in the market. Now remember, this spread is still in the money right now. This spread right now is in the money. And most importantly, our 16 half call, which we purchased, it's just shy of $2 in the money. This trade is still in the money. And so I like the trade. You know, depending on how you look at it, you could close it out right now for a $22, you know, 22 cents lost on the spread, or you can stay in and see how this all works out, how it all finishes up. I still like the spread, but you know, one of the other options that you have is to buy the spread in. You can decide to roll it into another month. You can consider selling an out of the money call spread against this to collect some money. And there's some out there that would certainly offset your 22 cent loss. It would change your risk completely, but there always are other things that you can do. So let me be clear. Right now, this trade lost money on the week. I don't like that, but I have to decide what I'm going to do and whether I'm going to stay in it or if I'm going to go ahead and exit. So as it stands right now, you know, this spread, I still believe in it. You know, we still are 52 cents away from it being out of the money. So right now, we still expect this spread, if stock stayed still where it is, if it stays roughly the same over the next 2 weeks, this spread will max out at being valued at $1 and we'll collect our 30 cents on it, right? That was the goal the entire time. The spread only moved against us 5 cents. So if it moves another 5 cents per week, that would be down 10 cents. That would mean that the stock would finish at $17.92 and we would still have our spread finish at maximum value of $1 and we'd make our 30 cents. So that's the biggest reason why I say I'm going to stay in this spread and let time work for me. Let this all work out. So that's it for the spreads for last week or the trades. Again, we had a very clear win with the covered call. However, it sort of puts us in that questionable period of, do we do something to close out the option so that we continue to make the gains on the stock? Or do we just go ahead and walk away happy with our 6.88% return in 1 week? So that's happened. And then our credit spread and debit spread both sort of moved against us as far as the value of the spreads. But you have to decide where you want to exit, what your break-even points are, and whether or not you want to add to the spread at all or roll the strikes or any number of things you could do. So let's take a look at the positions that we could put on or that I'm looking at for this week. Before we do that, I wanted to remind you guys of one big deal. In episodes 2, 3, and 4 of this podcast, I actually walked through what a call spread was, what a covered call was, and what some of these like credit spreads, debit spreads, what that all meant. And if you're listening to the show right now and you don't understand those, please have a listen to those, or I will be putting a short tutorial, a set of videos on the website. So you can always go to www.theweeklyoption.com. And they will be in the videos section of the site. So that'll be there for you too. The goal of this podcast, once again, is to help people see opportunities in the market each week the way I do. And overall, it's for education. I want you guys to get comfortable looking at options the way I do. And you're more than willing to, I'm open to having you email me and ask any questions that you might have. You can email me at Eric, E-R-I-C, @theweeklyoption.com. And I love talking shop, love talking about trading, option trading in particular. So yeah, let me know if you have any questions. So that being said, let's dive into this week's trade suggestions or thoughts, not really giving advice, but just sharing my thoughts on the trading for the week. So I mentioned that Zillow has earnings this week. We're going to look at them for a covered call position. Right now, their stock is trading for $52.85. And I'm going to look at selling the May 53 half call against the stock that I own. So I would own that stock, $52.85. And I'm going to sell the May $53.50 strike call option and collect $1.65. If the stock price goes higher than $53.50, then I will make a total of $2.30 on this trade. or roughly 4.35% return over the next few days. Of course, our maximum gain is that $2.30, and that's a combination of premium that we collect on the option. Our maximum loss is open because Zillow stock could go fully against us. If it goes down, our stock option will create a bit of a padding, $1.65 per share of padding for us, or cushion against the loss. But if prices go below there, then we would end up losing money on this trade. So that creates a break-even point of $51.20. And that's it. So we'll see how it goes this week. The credit spread that I'm looking at this week is actually on the S&P 500 ETF. It's one of my go-to trades. I love this ETF, the spiders and the diamonds, the DIA option, ETF. I trade against those quite a bit. Right now, we're looking at the SPY. It's the symbol, the spider May 268 half call spread. I'm going to sell that and collect 19 cents. So our maximum value on this spread is 50 cents. So collecting 19 cents on a 50 cent spread means that my maximum loss is going to be 31 cents. My maximum gain is 19 cents. And if all goes well, I will collect roughly 38% on this trade, 38% on my money. And we'll see this trade expire. If this trade expires below the price of $268 and expiration is in 2 weeks, then we're going to keep our 19 cents and we will have collected, or will have made 38% on the risk premium, the 50 cents maximum risk for this trade. So always like to look for at least a 30 cent collection for every dollar, or at least 15 cents for every 50 cents spread that I put on. So this falls well within that, because we'll be collecting 19 cents on a 50 cent spread. And our final trade for the week is going to be a debit spread. Looking at Occidental Petroleum. I mentioned they have earnings this week as well. Symbol O. X is in X-ray, Y yellow, OXY, with stock sitting at $77.71. I'm looking at buying the May 76-77 call spread. I'm going to pay 68 cents on this, and the spread has a total value of $1. So right now it's in the money, and it's trading for a price 32 cents lower than its maximum value. So my maximum gain on this is that 32 cents. My maximum loss is 68 cents. And if this stock just sets still, or if this stock stays higher than $77 per share, which I expect given the strength in crude oil and the fact that they have earnings this upcoming week, and I believe those earnings are expected to be positive or strong. So over the next 2 weeks, I have the possibility of gaining 47% on my money. So that's the 32 cents per share that I'll collect on top of the 68 cents that I'm risking right now. Again, I'm looking at purchasing the May 76-77 call spread. That's an in-the-money call spread on Occidental Petroleum, symbol OXY, paying 68 cents for the spread and looking to collect the 32 cents that I expect to be gained over the next 2 weeks as this spread fully matures to its maximum value of $1. So that's it for the show this week. If you guys have any questions, feel free to email me at eric@theweeklyoption.com. And definitely feel free to check out the website. I'm going to be putting a few more things out there. Like I said, some training videos. We'll be creating a blog. And that's it. Of course, you can always go there to look at the various places you can hear this podcast as well. We're on iTunes. We're on Google Play. We're on Stitcher. And most importantly, we are on your phone. Please subscribe. We look forward to hearing from you soon. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.